Cosette, and I'm coming to you from Massachusetts.
And I'm Camille, coming to you guys from California. And you're listening to the Everything and More podcast. Woo! If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. And if you are listening on Spotify, make sure to follow us, because that would be amazing. And you would always be updated on when we're uploading. Guys, we are back. We are here. We're refreshed. Mm-hmm. We're revived. We had a nice long break. A whole month. And this is our nice big season 2 premiere. And we are so excited to introduce our special guest for this week's episode. Guys, I first saw him first time just a few weeks ago whilst binge watching this Netflix show he's in. And guys, everyone, please welcome Logan Allen from Sweet Magnolias. Woo!
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Oh my God.
We are thriving, sir. How are you? Tell us.
I'm doing good. You know, I feel like, I mean, it's almost been we're coming up on a year now for pretty much quarantine and everything. So I kind of got a grip on everything now. It's kind of an everyday kind of life thing. So
I'm
starting to ease in a little bit and, you know, taking it day by day.
Yeah, day by day. Amen to that. Because it was almost a year ago now that I was coming back. It was feeling good. Then we had spring break. And then suddenly I'm not in college anymore. And life is upside down. I'll just stay. Because they were like, they told us, you guys could stay. I was like, okay, I'm not going home. Why would I do that?
I was like, I'm staying right here.
Right.
And then they were like, a week later, get out. They're like, leave.
Yeah, literally, they changed their mind. They're like, you guys all have to go home now. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, nobody expected that. I remember everybody was like, just kind of putting off to the side. It was this little coronavirus. We're fine. Mm-hmm. And like you said, everybody went to break. Like everybody thought, okay, I'll be back the next week. My mom's a teacher, so she was thinking the same thing. And the next thing you know, never happened. Haven't been in school. It's been a while. It's been crazy.
I literally remember back when all of this started, I was like, oh, I'm not going to need a mask. I'll just stay at home if it's such a big deal.
Right.
But now here we are coming up.
We need food and water.
Yeah. Yeah, well, those are essential.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So basically, we start every episode with like our highs and lows for the week. So Camille can start us off with that.
Yes, my highs and lows for this week in particular. I really thought about this beforehand, guys. All the things I was gonna say. Okay, so my high. I'll start with my low. Okay, we'll build up. So my low is that I have to go back to school next week. I'm actually really dreading that because I'll tell you, coronavirus has done a lot of terrible things, but this extra long break that we had from school was honestly the best thing I've ever experienced. And I just wish it could. I'm like, should I drop out, guys? Because this long break has just been so nice. Doing nothing. But so there's that. So I'm really upset I have to go back to school. But it's okay. I'll thrive. The time will go by hopefully fast. And then my high, I would say, okay, so WandaVision came out last week on Disney Plus, guys, and I'm so excited.
You know what? I still need to check that out. I know I'm a big Marvel fan. Yeah. I love Marvel and DC, but I haven't checked that out yet.
It's like, I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's just so weird because they didn't like give any preface to what the show is about, really. They just said it's going to be about Wanda and Vision. And obviously everybody's like, what, like how Vision is dead? Like, what's this going to be? So it's very good.
The trailer was weird. Like, it didn't really give a lot.
Right. Exactly. It literally gave nothing. So I'm like, whew. But the first episode was really good. I really like it. And I'm a big nerd for that. So I'm excited to see the rest of it play out.
It only has like one episode so far?
There's two.
Two.
And the third one is coming out on Friday. So that is what I've been looking forward to. Like, I watched the first two last Friday and I was just like, okay, why didn't they just put it all out at once? Honestly,
because I
just
needed
watch it all, but comes out Friday.
Like 40 minute episodes or like 30 minute?
It was like 30 minutes, but the credits was so long, the like ending credits. Yeah, it took up like at least like 10 minutes just the ending. I know.
10 minutes? How many people worked on that?
But it looked cool.
You know what? I really like when shows kind of release every week a new episode because it draws the audience back, you know? And yeah. I love when shows release it all at once because you can just binge it. But I also like the anticipation that comes with it, you know, week by week. You know, you got to live your everyday life. But then that Monday or Friday night, you know, your show's out again. You got to check out that new episode. So I do like when shows do that. I'm liking that Marvel's doing that too.
Yeah, no, I that used to be my thing. I used to be a really big TV watcher when I was younger too. Mm-hmm. And like I really liked seeing people's reaction, especially when people started using like Twitter and, you know, social media to really talk about episodes and stuff. I used to be on it. Like I used to have like all my devices, all my different accounts and like be watching live. It was so fun. I loved that. So, yeah, that is really cool and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, Cazette, what are your highs and lows?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I have to do those too. Okay. Let's see. I'll start off with my low. So yeah. I had to get I went to the dentist and they were like, you have this tiny, tiny, tiny cavity and you need to get it filled. I'm like, okay. So I got a cavity filled and they had to give me like laughing gas and stuff. And it was so weird. So I've never had laughing gas before. And
you know what? It's fun for the people around you, but not for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so weird.
It did not affect her at all. She sent me a video. She was acting just like she regularly acts.
It was so funny. But then for my high, I don't really know. Well, I went to Boston with my mom the other day. That was fun. We drove around and stuff. And like in Boston right now, like Leonardo DiCaprio and like Jennifer Lawrence are filming like a movie there. So like we're just like driving around. Because there's like this one street that they like the movie people like made to like look like New York City and stuff. So we just drove around there because that was cool. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell me you're lying because Ariana Grande is supposed to be in that movie.
Yeah,
she just was rapped.
In that movie too, and Timothée Chalamet being that.
What a cast!
It's a huge ensemble cast.
Yeah,
I haven't heard about that. That's wild.
I forget.
I cannot believe. Wait, hold on. I just wait because, like, if you were in like the same vicinity as Ariana Grande, I'm about to be mad.
Yeah, I know.
You're breathing the same air.
I know.
Yeah, literally. I'm looking up to see where it's from. Oh, it's called Don't Look Up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you should go more often than just be like, hey guys.
I know, yeah. <to Boston.
laughs> I need a job.
I know, there you go. Literally.
Heck yeah.
And there was this building. There was this building that we passed by and like it had like all like these glass windows so you could literally see right in, and there was like so many camera people in there, like a lot of people had like cameras and like were filming stuff, and there were like a bunch of like black vans like outside of that place.
So
that was cool.
Those are the vans that move everybody. There's like on set there's like six of those. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What about you? What are your highs and lows?
Let's see. I feel like my low was I started school just like you. I started my second semester. You know, it's going all right. It's going good. I got really cool teachers this time, so you know, it's pretty nice. It's still, you know, not fun. I want to play games and you know, just relax all day, but I guess I got enough of that. And then I think my high for this week would be two nights ago, me and my family, like my parents and my siblings, we got together and had like a little family game night, which was really fun. Aww. And I won, of course, you know, I'm amazing. And we played Clue and Uno and a bunch of other things. We had a good time. So that was really fun.
Oh, that's so fun. My family, we don't do that. We're all so busy. But that's so cute. Oh my gosh. And you won. So applause.
Hey, can't beat that. Yeah, 100%. You know, that's something about quarantine too. Like, there's a lot of bad things that's come with this coronavirus, but I feel like, you know, with your family and the people, or the, you know, your roommate or whoever you live with, you become closer with them, you get to know more about them, and and you just become closer as a whole, which I think is really nice.
Definitely. I would agree. I think, especially at the beginning, since I was away at school when everything first kind of started, it really gave me that time to be with my family that I knew I wouldn't have had if I were at school. So I did appreciate that in the midst of everything going on, and lots and lots of phone calls with friends, like hours on FaceTime. I practically own that app at this point. Yeah. I'm on there every day, all the time. I would always be calling Cosette, like, Cosette, I'm bored.
Yeah, all the time.
There you go. Hey, no, same here. I've been the same way. You gotta socialize in some way. You gotta mean so you pick up that FaceTime or Zoom or whatever it is, and you get right to it. Hours on end too.
Really, really. I was upset with the Zooms. I was like, okay, this is enough. This is enough, especially school on Zoom.
Facts.
But let's go ahead and jump right in to this interview portion. I guess we'll start out kind of basic, and I'll just say, Logan, tell us about yourself and how you got into acting, how you grew up, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I grew up in a town called St. Cloud. It's like 30 minutes south of Orlando. So when people ask me, I just say I'm from Orlando, Florida. But it's a little town called St. Cloud, born and raised. And my mom's actually a teacher, and she taught this one girl, and stay with me here. But she taught this one girl, and her little sister was an actress. And so the mom was like, hey, you know, I think you should get your kid into it. And I was like 8 or 9 at the time. You should get your kid into it. You know, I feel like he'd do a good job. Or like, we're kind of talking modeling at that time. And my mom wasn't really so sure about it. But as we grew closer with the family, my mom taught like a lot of her kids. She had a few of them that she taught in that family. So we became close with the family. And you know, we started trusting them. We're like, okay, you know what? Let's just go ahead and try it out. I really wanted to, because what kid doesn't want to be on TV, you know? And so we're like, let's try it out. And they helped us get some agents and stuff like that. And kind of work my way up from there. I remember I started out with like, you know, photo shoots, then commercials. And eventually in 2015, I got my first like big project, which was a Nickelodeon show called Talia in the Kitchen. And so it was pretty cool kind of, you know, having to climb that ladder, you know, all the way up and just kind of experience everything. That was really cool. But here's something funny, though. The girl that my mom taught is actually my brother's fiance, and they're going to get married soon. So it's pretty funny how it all tied together. It's hilarious. Wow. But yeah. So that's kind of my story on how I got started and kind of worked my way up. It's been one journey for sure.
Yay. That's so cute. Wow. Okay. That's so interesting. Wow. You just took me back with the whole fiance thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
they've been together since like their freshman year of high school, and it's really cool. It's been incredible. Yeah, they're definitely little lovebirds.
Now, what an interesting start. Well, good on you. Yeah, you're right about the what kid doesn't want to be in acting, because that's just everyone's thing, you know?
Yeah, I was begging my mom after Aaron, the mom, after she was telling my mom about it. She was like, you should get your kid into it, whatever. And I didn't stop. I was like, let's try it. If I don't like it, I won't do it. I just want to try it out and see how it goes. And eventually she was like, all right, we'll try it. And, you know, everything else just kind of happened.
Wow.
Great. That's so cool. So like, how are you like, what are like the similarities and differences with like you and like your character, Kyle?
Okay. Yeah. Well, Kyle is also in acting, you know, he's a theater kid, and you know, I've never tried theater before. It's like, you know, theater and acting are way different, and actually like TV acting is totally different things. You know, obviously with TV acting, you know, it's like, you know, you get multiple takes. When you're in theater, you just do it in one take, you know, you get a lot more practice, but still it's like one take and you just got to go for it, which I'm not going to lie. I'm a little scared about that, but, you know, I feel like, you know, he's a, you know, acting kid like me. He's very nice. And I feel like I try to be as nice as I can. And he's also a middle kid or like a middle child. You know, I have an older brother and a little brother and a little sister. And then, you know, he obviously has Ty and then a little sister as well. So he's the middle child. So I think I connected with him in a lot of different ways. So, you know, it's pretty easy to connect there. He's also, you know, from the South, and I'm from the South in Florida. So we connected there as well. I live in a small town just like him. So that was really easy to connect in that way. And he was just a really fun character to play, because you could tell, like, and especially toward the end, like when he, I remember when he lashed out at Bill and stuff, you know, he really does have that confidence in him. And when he really wants to be, he can really be a, you know, very, very passionate and very, you know, straightforward kid, but he's just so sensitive and he's so shy that he kind of holds all that back. And eventually it kind of comes all out in a big burst. And we've seen that, I believe it was like episode 9.
Yeah.
So he's a very fun character to play, because you get to play pretty much everything. You know what I mean? The more, you know, angry part, the more just shy, sensitive part, the funny. He brought a lot of comedic elements into it as well, which was fun. So he was just a really fun character to play overall. And also, like, throughout the show, he was friends with everybody because he's so nice. So I got to work with literally everybody, which was so cool. I had a really fun time with that.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, because I felt like with your character, out of all the characters, I would probably, like, I would say I related to yours the most, even though your character is technically younger than I am in real life. However, I just felt, because first of all, that theater background, I have that. I was up in that theater doing all that stuff. So I was like,
there you go. Really,
A Midsummer's Night Dream, that was the first show I was ever in. And so I was like, oh my gosh, look at him being Puck and pretending on TV. That's great. But overall, just like seeing you like stand up and like just be in that role, I was like, wow, that, and like, I'm applauding you. Your job was incredible. I remember the episode where your character was like nowhere to be found in mock trial. I remember I just felt that. First of all, because I was in mock trial, I hated mock trial. That was terrible. I know it's not the same thing, but just vibe with me for a second, okay? And like, your performance was just so great, and how you didn't want to be there, and the whole issue with Annie, and I was just like, wow. Like, literally, I was crying. I don't really cry at like TV and movies and stuff, but I was like, oh my gosh, like, why can't Annie just love Kyle? Like, make it stop. So
yeah, you know, and poor Kyle, he doesn't get a break throughout the entire show. He just gets beat up and beat up and beat up. And of course, at the end too, you know what I mean? I mean, if you haven't seen it, you know, spoiler alert, but obviously with the car crash and everything, like, I mean, he really doesn't get a break. And I can only imagine what's going to happen in season 2 and how that's going to affect the characters around him. And we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, you know, the poor kid has been through a lot. And thank you so much. I really appreciate the kind words. But it was just really fun to shoot and to, like, I guess, once again, play all those different, you know, types of roles. You know, he was really broken in that episode when he ran away and was found in the church. You know, he was really broken.
Yeah.
That was really fun to explore as an actor. And he did a lot of different things in the show, which obviously was really fun for me to portray.
Yes. So what would, like, tell us about the casting process and what that was like when you got casted for this show and found out, you know, Netflix, network, all that stuff.
Totally. So my agent sent me an email, like, you know, all the time when I get a audition. She was like, hey, you know, you fit the description of this character. They want you to try out for it. And instead it was an untitled Netflix project. I was like, this is cool. Heck yeah. I love Netflix. I'll try it out. And, so I just went, I was like, okay. And I did a self-tape. So I called up my self-tape guy, which is like basically where the guy records you doing your scenes that they give you. And they send it off to the casting director. And that eventually, like, I think like a week later, the casting director called me and was like, hey, we want you to come back in an in-person callback. And this time I know Norman was in there, who was the director and executive producer. There was a couple of other producers in there as well. And I went in there the same scene as I did with my audition and did it. And about, I don't know, by the way, that was up in Georgia. So I drove all the way up to Georgia for that, which was fun. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, all the way up to Georgia. And then it's like an 8-hour drive. And then about 2-3 weeks later, I got a call. I remember this very, very vividly. I was in the parking lot of Publix. And by the way, if you guys don't know what Publix is, it's like a it's like Winn-Dixie and Piggly Wiggly, but in Florida. And it's like the best thing ever. seriously, it's like heaven down here. But so I remember I was in the parking lot of Publix and I got the call from my agent saying I got it. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, you know, being on Netflix has always been a dream of mine. It's been Netflix and like Marvel or DC, like some superhero thing. So just really achieving one of my dreams it was incredible. And I really couldn't believe it. Like, I really didn't know what to do. I was flipping out And I remember we got back to the car and I was telling my mom and stuff, and it was just a really good moment, you know. And it was in my hometown of St. Cloud, so that was really special. And just that whole process, you know, took, like I said, about a month and a half. Sometimes what happens is, you know, it kind of takes a while for them to, you know, get back to you. So after like 2 weeks, you usually kind of push it to the side and are like, whatever, you know, it's fine. You know, I didn't get it. And that's what I did with Sweet Magnolias. Like I said, it was like 2 or 3 weeks after the callback. And I just kind of forgot about it. You know what I mean? That's where, you know, that's a good thing to do as an actor. You know, you're just kind of, you just got to take one thing at a time. And after you do it, if you get the callback, great. If not, whatever. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. That's my mindset. And so I totally forgot about it. And then when I got the call, like 3 weeks later, I really couldn't believe it. And it was such a good moment for me. And I'm so glad I got this show too. Like, everybody was so amazing. And I'm sure you got a question about the cast, but everybody was like literally the nicest. Like the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Like, I remember, I mean, I got to work with like Jamie Lynn Spears, Chris Klein, Justin Bruning, all these people that I look up to. And it's just, it's so incredible that we're now like, I got their like, you know, like information and numbers. Now it's just so weird to think about. I'm actually friends with them. And it's truly incredible. And we shot Sweet Magnolias for like, I would say 4 to 5 months. And, you know, when you're working every day with people, you know, 5 days a week, every single week, you know, you really become like a big family. And we just all got really, really close. And I think that kind of translates to the screen. You know,
yeah, definitely.
That chemistry was definitely there. And that's really, really important. And I really haven't been on a lot of shows where, or like a lot of projects in general, where everybody gets along. But in this one, literally everybody got along, and you really saw that on screen. And it was truly an amazing experience. I mean, everybody was so nice. We had three directors throughout the entire series, and they were all just amazing. They all brought something different, but very good to screen. And they were just incredible people. Everybody on the crew was nice. And, you know, they made sure I was safe and stuff. And it was just a really fun shoot overall. And like you said, it was my first time in a show portraying somebody else. You know, I was portraying Kyle.
Yeah.
Was portraying Puck. So it was like really weird, but that was really fun to do. And it was a really fun experience overall. And I'm really glad I got to meet all the people that I did.
Oh, yay. I bet. I love that. That's just incredible that you're able to take away that experience from it and have such a positive outlook. Cause you know, not everybody has like those relationships when it comes to acting, you know, when it comes to shows. I mean, we hear stories all the time about other people, big projects, big stars and all that stuff. And so that's good to hear that you guys got along. That's so nice. Totally. And everybody was looking out for you. I love that. Also, yeah. Side note, I love Norman Buckley. I know that's so random, but I love him. He did Pretty Little Liars, and I was obsessed with that show. So, like, that was my homie for real. I used to tweet at him when I was in like seventh grade and be like, "Who's
Oh my god!"
Yeah, Norman is such a nice guy, but he's so talented. Like, it's
literally.
So one of my favorite things about being an actor is seeing like different directors and different like you know different crew members and how they work. And how they do everything differently. And he brought something so fresh to the show and something so different that I think just it made a very big impact. And I feel like directors don't get a lot of credit. And, you know, I think Norman just did such an incredible job. I mean, the way that his directions was incredible. I mean, the shots were amazing. It really captured that small town feel of Serenity.
Yeah.
And he was really fun to work with. Really funny guy, too. He's like he has that dry sense of humor. But he's so funny. Really, really funny.
Wow. That's amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
So like who in the cast is most like their character in real life?
Ooh.
I don't know. I think everybody's so different. Like, I really don't know. Like I really couldn't tell you.
Do their job well.
You know what, Bianca, who played my little sister, Katie, she is just like her.
Oh, really?
She's like a typical, like, you know, 8-year-old, you know what I mean? Really, really has that energy. is really fun to be around. She was so funny. I remember the first time Bianca came in, she was very, very shy. But as the weeks went on and stuff, she opened up to people and was really, but it was so weird too, because she was so shy. But like when they said action, she would just like turn on something. I don't know what it was.
That's cool.
And she would bring that energy to screen. It's like she was like holding in all that energy. And then when they said action, she would bring it all out. Like she was so like, I really wasn't expecting that. I remember the first scene I did with her, and she just brought that energy. I wasn't expecting it. Came out of nowhere. But she also is very, very talented. Like she really didn't like, I don't know. Usually, you know, a lot of the times, you know, there's a lot of direction being involved. She really didn't need a lot of direction. You know, she really focused on what she was doing and did it very well. So shout out to Bianca. She did a very good job.
Incredible. I love children. I love the show so much. I'm just like pertaining all this information. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. I feel like I know behind the scenes. Like this is the scoop right here, guys.
You know what? Noreen being pregnant, and if she comes back in season two, you might have a baby in the show, so you can't beat that.
Oh my god.
I would cry. I would literally, first of all, Jamie Lynn Spears had like just being a mother on the show, I would probably pass away. Cause you know, as a kid, I was Zoe 101 was my thing. Like I still, my best friend and I, we talk about that show as if it was on like today. embarrassing, but
you know what's funny about that is I remember the first time I met Jamie Lynn was the first table read. And if everybody doesn't know what a table read is, it's like where you just read the entire episode with everybody around you all in like a little circle. And I remember beforehand, you know, this is before COVID and everything. I remember we were, you know, just hanging out with each other, you know, and I was going through everybody, and I came across Jamie Lynn. She had a hat and sunglasses on. And so I didn't recognize her. I did not recognize who she was. I watched Zoe 101 as well. And so it's so stupid too, because she had a little card thing right there with her name on it. And I don't know why I didn't see it. And it literally said Jamie Lynn Spears as Noreen right there. And but I went up to her, like you couldn't tell that she was Jamie Lynn Spears. Like she was so nice, so down to earth, literally one of the nicest people I've ever met. Oh. And I remember just sitting there talking with her for like 10 minutes. And then that night we had a little dinner party with everybody, with not everybody, but most of the cast. And a few of them flew back. And one of the people that flew back to their house and home was Jamie Lynn. So she went back to Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so we had a little dinner and stuff in Atlanta. And on my way to the dinner, they released like the cast. And we were reading through. I was like, oh, that's cool. Chris Klein, that's awesome. And then I seen Jamie Lynn Spears. And I was like, what? So my mom read, she's like, Logan, that's Jamie Lynn Spears. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Zoe. Like what? I could not believe it. So the second time like I met her, which actually was when we did the car scene that was like very awkward from like episode one or two.
Oh yeah.
And that was the first scene I did with her, and that was only my second time meeting her. I was so nervous. Like I was so bad.
Oh my gosh.
That's, it was so awkward. Like I was just kind of sitting there, like I didn't know what to say, what to do.
Oh no.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, she, you know, started a conversation and everything, but was like one of the coolest people to work with. And throughout the show, you know, Noreen and Kyle, they really had a cool relationship. So I got to work with her a lot, which was just amazing. And, you know, we became really close. The only bad thing about her, she's an LSU fan and I'm a Florida Gator fan. Different. She's still a really, really nice. Very talented as well. She played Noreen. Totally. Perry. She did a great job.
I literally knew nothing about this show going in, other than my friends were like, you should watch this show. I feel like the characters are like us. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And first of all, I was exactly the same. When she popped up on the screen, I was like, what is Zoe doing here?
Because you probably haven't seen her since she was like 16 as well.
I know. I mean, obviously I've seen her in other things, but like I knew beforehand, but I didn't know she was in this. I didn't know the premise of this show. So I didn't know that she was this nurse. Like I didn't know and that she was pregnant. I was so confused. Right.
That's,
and I was
so like, funny.
What is happening? But no, that's so great. Sorry about the college football rivalry. You guys will have to just work around that. I know it'll be difficult.
Yep.
But that's so funny. That's great.
For sure.
Oh my gosh.
So like kind of moving along with talking about the show, what was your favorite scene to film in season one?
My favorite scene of film, it's either the prom night stuff where everybody barges and has that whole altercation, which was just crazy.
I know.
Just remind me. I'll tell you a funny story about that. And then the next, or I don't know, and probably the last scene when, by the way, spoiler alert, when the car crash happens and I'm sitting there in the car. Now, that was a real car. They flipped over and they like, I remember going up to it. It was freezing that night as well. It was really, really cold. And I went down there and it was like in this big ditch, went down there and they had like the glass was like this rubber material. And it was really weird, but I remember climbing into the car and they had everything padded up, which you can't see in the show, but it was like all padded up and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And those are real firefighters and stuff that came in with the stretcher and paramedics and picked me up. We probably did that like a good 6 times.
Oh my gosh.
That was really fun to do because they had like the blood and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Oh, but that was also really, really fun to shoot. But I mean, just really every scene, like working with these people, you know, working with like your really good friends. And once again, they become like your family, and getting to work with them every day was truly an honor. And it was just a really fun experience.
Wow. Yay. Now, obviously you don't have to tell me, but blink twice if it was Annie in the car. Okay.
I do not know. Look, here's the thing. They didn't even tell me. So no, seriously. So Shay and the other writers in the room, I was like, okay, so who's in the car? Like, I remember in the final episode when we were doing the table read, we're all like, that's how it ends. like what? And I remember going up to Cheryl. She was sitting right next to me. I went right up to her. I was like, who's in the car? I need to know. I know I'm in the car.
It's not in the books. It's not in the books. Yeah. I Googled it. Naturally, I Googled it because I'm impatient. Can't wait. Ooh. I knew it was based on books. So
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But I went up and I asked her, and I like truly 100% not lying to you. I have no idea. And that's nothing to do. Like I said, COVID, I think I told you this before the show.
Yeah.
COVID is like keeps on pushing it back and keeps disrupting the schedule. And it's making me so mad because I'm like, I'm going to get a no then. Nope. Got to push it back another 2 months. I'm going to know now. So like, I still don't know who's in the car. I think that it's probably either, I mean, I'm sure they're going to put like Ty probably in there, or Annie, or maybe even Nelly. So probably one of those three, but they're probably going to throw somebody in there that we don't even know, like that we won't expect.
If they did that, I would be so upset because now since you don't know, we could talk about it. I think it's Annie, okay? I really, not that I think it's her, but I want it to be her. I just feel like that would be what's right. Like, you guys, like Kyle and Annie have this close friendship. I know they had that little rift going on because the whole crush thing, but like, I just feel like that would just wrap it up nicely. But like, you know, I mean, like, take notes from me, guys. I know the writers have my opinion, so naturally this is what should happen.
What about you? Who do you think who do you think's in the car?
Who I think?
She hasn't watched it.
I literally have only seen the first episode of it.
Okay.
I know.
You got to promise me you'll finish it, though. You got to check it out.
I know. We spoiled so much for you. Sorry.
I know, really?
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, there's a lot you don't know yet.
There's still a lot of good stuff in there, trust me. But no, I think Annie, but at the same time, like, why would Ty let his brother just go off in his car?
In the car,
I think about that too. And if Ty was in there, he could maybe like break his arm or something with baseball going on.
You're right.
Maybe Nelly, because, you know, her older brother Jackson already hates Ty. And, you know, Nelly's mom, Mary Vaughn, already hates our mom.
Yeah.
So there's that going on. So I feel like that will just cause more, you know.
Wow. You're actually so right. Like,
I really have no idea. You never know. They might throw like 3 people in that car just to mess with us.
Everyone's in the car.
Everybody's in the party.
The whole cast in the car. No, that's so funny. Wow. Interesting. Well, you know, you had nice logical answers. I'm just like, it should be Annie.
Oh my God.
Like, you thought it out. Like, the Ty thing actually makes so much sense. Like, why would Ty just let you run off in his car? That makes so much sense.
No telling. I have no idea. And I'm just really excited because it's going to open up so many new opportunities. There's so much stuff. Like, one thing that's cool about there being, like, 7 or 8 books, or it's like there's a crazy amount of books, is there's so many different ideas you can take from them. And really? You know, we can make a good 4 or 5 seasons without really milking it. You know what I mean? And actually like good storytelling. And these writers too that we have are so, so good and just so, so talented. Yeah. And I know that they're very excited to get back into it. I'm very excited to get back into it and start working with them again. And just to see where my character goes, where I mean, what happens with Bill and Maddie, you know what I mean? What's happening with them? I mean, it seems like Bill.
Oh my gosh!
Back. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Will Maddie forgive him? I mean, she seems like she's starting to kind of warm up to him as like a friend. I don't know if it'll be like but you never know. And then Noreen is, you know, most likely going to come back as well. And you don't know what's going to happen with that. So I really have no idea what's going to happen.
I know. I was left on so many cliffhangers. There's so, but like, obviously the major one, but then there's all these other storylines they have to tie up. And now I know that you guys haven't even started filming yet. This is terrible.
Well, what about this? What about this? Who do you think Isaac's parents are? Do you remember that?
You know what? Yeah, I do remember that. Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. Like, I think Dana Sue might be parent, but then again, like, does that make sense? I don't know. It's just, okay, there's that one I didn't think about as much. I was kind of like, oh, I'll let that be a surprise. I'll let it be a mystery. But it did bother me. That one episode, I really thought Dana Sue was his mom, though. But
they pushed it for sure.
Yeah, but I just, there's something. When I was watching it in time, I was just like, this doesn't really make any sense. But then I thought about it and I was like, okay, I guess they could do that if they wanted to and I wouldn't be upset about it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if you remember the character, but her name was Peggy. And I remember people were saying like maybe Peggy might be the mom, because I don't know if you remember in the show, like, yeah, this is very specific. I don't know if you'll remember this, but she goes away for a year. And I think this was like episode one where they talked about it.
Yeah, her parents separated or something. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So that might happen. I mean, like you said, you were probably reading up on the theories and stuff. That's another really cool thing is I love that so much. And just seeing like all the fans and their different, you know, theories and what they think, that's just so, so much fun. And the seeing everybody's like, you know, minds come together, and some stuff that they say, you wouldn't even think, but it makes so much sense. And it would be so cool to see it come to screen. So yeah, that's a really fun thing to see all the little theories and all the little articles on it. It's pretty exciting.
Listen, I love making theories. Actually, I do love reading other people's theories. That just brings me so much joy, because first of all, I love to see other people connect over solely one thing, whether that be a TV show or whether that be a music artist, like whatever it is. Like when I was watching Sweet Magnolias, like I said, my two best friends from high school, they had already seen it. So I was just texting them every time something happened, worthy of like craziness. I was like, oh my gosh, this so-and-so just did this, not him doing this. Oh my gosh, there's mock trial in this show. I was just being so annoyed. They were probably like, Camille, shut up. I was literally texting them like every 30 seconds. They were probably like, please leave us alone. We should have never told you about this. But I love that. And I just love seeing people talk about the show. Like you said, because I read that exact theory about Peggy and I was like, huh, that makes sense. Like, what a detective you are. Like, it could be here. And like, you never know. Sometimes writers think like that. Sometimes they don't. Maybe like they have their own agenda already written up. So
yeah.
I love that about television.
There you go, 100%. Yeah. And I know that they've known who's in the car, because obviously when you're writing something, you got to add everything up. But they've known who's in the car since like they started like writing episode 8. Like they already knew. They already had their mind on it. So no telling who it is. But also, you know, when they run out of that house, it goes like you got Annie, Ty, and Nellie right there. All three of them are running out right with each other. So I think what's going to happen is season 2 will probably start out with like a direct follow up to that. And kind of have that little flashback scene and then eventually go to all the craziness that's going on. So we'll see what happens.
I'm just so excited. I can't wait. So I'll be like, wow, I talked to Kyle, guys. I'm just going to be telling everyone for the rest of my life.
Like, oh my
gosh. Did you see Magnolia as well? Let me tell you something that I did. Like, I interviewed Logan Allen, Kyle for my podcast, guys. Just like, take it in. I'm famous. So whatever you want.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, so you still don't know like when you're going to start filming season 2? Like they just keep like pushing it?
they're trying to aim soon. They're trying to aim soon, but we really have no idea. Yeah. I know that they started out, I know Netflix started out shooting like Outer Banks season 2 and like one other show. And they were trying to see how that was going with all the COVID protocols. But the reason that they keep on pushing it back is because if they start it and, you know, their whole production gets shut down, they're going to lose a lot of money with that.
But yeah. So
they want to make sure that everybody's safe. They want to make sure everybody is good and that, you know, they don't have to shut it down midway through because that's just going to mess everything up. That's going to, like, if we have everything shot for like the first two episodes and something happens, you know, that's really going to mess up the schedule. So they're just trying to make sure, you know, while we're safe, that they can kind of, you know, get it going as well and to try to make it. But I think what's going to happen is, like I said, the first season we shot for about 4 to 5 months. I think this one's probably going to be longer because, you know, we're not going to be able to shoot the 5 scenes in one day, probably like maybe, you know, 3 scenes. So it's just going to extend the days and extend the weeks longer. But I'm so excited and I'm ready to get back on set for sure. You know, it's been a long year. So I'm ready to get back on set and to see everybody again and to just have a really good time. You know, it's my passion. It's what I love to do. So I just want to get back on set and just have fun.
Yeah. So like you've done quite a few projects. I studied up. What would you say is your favorite? Would you say it's Sweet Magnolias or maybe not? Because everything has, you know, its differences. And this has only been one season. So
that too. I think every project is a different experience. I don't think I've loved one more than the other. And the reason is I think it comes down to my top three, which is Sweet Magnolias, Bernie the Dolphin, and then Creepshow. Now, the reason that Sweet Magnolias, obviously, because I got to work with amazing people and it's a Netflix show, which was, by the way, that moment, like going on Netflix on May 19th and seeing myself on Netflix, like you guys don't even know. That was like the most surreal thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was cool.
It was amazing. But Sweet Magnolias for sure. And then Bernie the Dolphin, because I got to work with dolphins. Like that was pretty cool. And I got to like play with animals and that was really fun. Learned a lot about dolphins. They're like marine dogs. Like they're like little dogs. Like you'll walk by their tank and they'll pop their little heads up, look at you, and then go right back down.
Oh my god.
And then Creepshow, because I'm a really big horror fan. Like I love horror and just I love the scares that come with it. And I remember I got to work with like a lot of the Walking Dead people. Greg Nicotero was like the executive producer on it and the creator of Creepshow, the TV series, which I was on. And he is the executive producer and director for The Walking Dead now. So just being able to, I'm a big Walking Dead fan. So just being able to work with him was a really big privilege. And just the entire show was so much fun, you know, even though it was only like about a week of filming, just being on set and just kind of having, once again, all the blood and just seeing the set. Like I remember, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a shot where most of the episode takes place on like a big farm and it's like this big pasture. And I remember we shot it in the middle of the night and they got like the fog that was rolling out and it was like a full moon. And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Just the way that they set it up and had everything set up and like the main villain in the episode is like a scarecrow. So you have the scarecrow that's like lit up and it was just the coolest thing ever. So the Creepshow was also a really fun thing to work on.
Oh, that's so cool. So do you like how is it different to film like TV shows and movies? Like what are like the big differences between the two?
Well, I haven't really done too many movies other than the two Burning the Dolphins. So I really haven't done like a very high production, you know, a big budget type movie. But I feel like definitely obviously the length is very, very big. I feel like with the TV show, it's not as rushed. You know, I feel like the days are longer with the TV show as well. But once again, that's just me from you know, doing Burning the Dolphin 1 and 2. I don't think I've done enough to really compare them. But I think the main thing obviously is definitely the length, I think, and just definitely the days for sure.
Wow, interesting. I would have thought it would be the other way around, kind of. Like, I don't know. I really don't have any input to say, though, because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know the difference. I'm not an actress, a television actress.
Yeah, like, how long did it take to film Burning the Dolphin?
1 and 2 took about the same time. It took about a month I'll say about a month to a month and a half. Like, we shot really fast. And once again, I think that's because it wasn't like a big time budget movie, which I know takes like 4 to 5 months. So I think once again, I haven't really done enough to really compare the two, but yeah, often we shot that very fast. And
that's so fast.
We shot that over in Clearwater, and which is on the west coast of Florida by the Gulf of Mexico. And we shot it up in St. Augustine, Florida, which is on the east coast, over by like, you know, Gainesville and St. Augustine. And that's where the dolphin sanctuary stuff was. But I remember we shot that. Guess what? We didn't shoot it in the summer. We shot it in the winter. And I remember was absolutely freezing. Now, here in Florida, it really doesn't get like too cold, but it still gets in the 40s. And I remember shooting Bernie the Dolphin, and oh my gosh, it was so much fun, but at the same time, we were freezing. It's a water movie too, so you know, we had to get wet and stuff.
Exactly.
And
you could not. I would not be doing that.
Yeah.
Good for you. That is crazy. God.
Yeah.
Well, I have one final question to just tie up this entire interview.
Yes, and the last one.
The last one. What would you? Okay, let me phrase it this way. You're kind of young, you know. You're fresh in life still, as are we. We're young, right, Cazette? Yes, we're not old. We are also teens. We're also
you guys are fine.
Yes, we're right above you. Where do you see yourself like in the future, 5 years from now? Like, do you see yourself acting long term, or do you want to go to college, or like what is that like for you?
Yeah, so I'm obviously hoping to stay in the industry. I don't really care if it's acting or directing or producing or even writing. Mm. Just being kind of in the business is something that I really enjoy. And I think Sweet Magnolias in particular has really taught me a lot of not everything about what's in front of the camera, but about what's behind the camera and seeing how the directors work. And once again, we had three directors throughout the entire shoot. So seeing how all of them work differently and seeing what all their different tricks and things were, that was really fun and really interesting for me. And just the writing and everything and what the producers do. Like, I really learned a lot about how the camera works, and there's a lot of lessons in the acting industry and even just in the industry overall that I've really learned about with Sweet Magnolias and all my other projects. But just being in the industry, you know, once again, if it's directing, producing, whatever it is, it's something that I truly love. And just, you know, entertainment, you know, making movies for you guys and TV shows for everyone is something that I really enjoy. And it's something I want to do for the rest of my life. Now, will it happen? I don't know. But once again, either way, I think I want to stay in the business if it's, you know, directing or even writing.
Wow. That's so great. I would love to see you do that. See you take different ventures. I know everybody has, you know, different dreams, and like all those dreams will change constantly, especially as you get older, as we get older. My dreams change every hour at this point. I'm always like, what are you going to do, Camille, with this degree? But no, yeah, that's nice that you at least like right now have a vision and like you see yourself doing this in the future. Because some people who act as kids, they're like, you know, I don't want to do this when I get older, or I want to do it this way and like have it different from when I was a kid. So that's nice that you've at least thought about it, because not many people your age have, you know, visions like that. Or do what you do. So
right. No, and that's something too, like, you know, just being in this place that I'm at right now, like, I'm just so blessed to be in this position. Mm-hmm. And just to know that for right now, at least, I'm good. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of, this gives me time to plan for my future and to kind of see what I'm going to do. I'm still trying to figure that out as well. So I'm not 100%, but just being in the industry and in the business is something I want to do. And now it's just kind of, you know, really it's all about taking the steps and what path I want to take to get to that is what I'm trying to figure out right now. So once again, I'm just kind of taking it day by day. And I think that's really all you can do, and to see what happens, to see where life takes you. So we'll see what happens, but I'm really excited. And I'm really excited to get back on set with all these people and to see what, in particular, what this show does for my career and what it does for the future. Hopefully we get 4 to 5 seasons. Hopefully it lasts.
I know, fingers crossed. I'm saying,
fingers crossed for sure. Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but I'm really excited for the future and to see where it goes.
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, don't forget us when you're big.
Oh, yeah. When you're winning,
gotcha. When you're winning Oscars, it'll just be, when I was on the Everything and More podcast, I owe them my career.
Everything that I've done.
You're doing my thank you speech. I gotcha.
Exactly. Like, wow. I'm just saying, like, if you wanted, like, me to be your publicist 6 years from now, and you and Kazette could collab on it, because, like, we didn't even say this. Kazette is a film major, right? Collab, because that can produce things. She's a video editor. Like, we got you covered.
I'll just start the team, and you guys will be the first two people I hire. So, I got you.
We'd love to move to Florida. No, just
Oh my god,
guys, I'm taking it too far. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We have had an incredible time discussing Sweet Magnolias. Yeah, I know I have. I don't know about.
I learned so much about Sweet Magnolias.
I know. I feel like I've been on set. I know all the folks. I'm just gonna pop up one day. Everybody will be like, "Who's this crazy girl?" And I'll be like, "Hey guys." No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for listening to Everything and More podcast. That is going to be it for this week. Again, Logan, thank you for joining us. It has been a blessing. We've had such a fun time. If you guys are here and it's because you're a big fan of Logan, you should share this episode with your mom and your cousin and your brother, uncle, best friend, all the people, your teacher, coworker, anyone who wants to know about this, you should send it to them. And you know the drill. If you're listening on Spotify, follow us. And if it's Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave a review, and we will be back with a new episode next week. We love you, and goodbye. Woo!